Welcome to the Watson and Carroll podcast. I'm John Carroll, and appreciate that if you're listening to our podcast, you're probably looking for answers. Our specialties include medical malpractice, workers' compensation, and Social Security disability. Our goal is to help and protect our clients. In this episode, David Hanley, a workers' compensation and personal injury attorney, addresses some questions frequently asked by clients and potential clients trying to navigate the waters of workers' compensation. What's the first thing to do if you get hurt on the job?
You know, I'll tell you, the most important thing to do after getting hurt on the job is to make sure you have reported your injury to your employer. Obviously, if you're in a situation where you've been injured and you're bleeding, or there's something that's going to happen to you that's life-threatening, go to the doctor first and then report your injury. I have had so many phone calls with people who they're so scared of reporting that they got hurt on the job. They feel something twinge, or they feel something pop in their shoulder or their back or their neck or wherever. And they think, oh, you know, that's probably not that bad. But as time goes by, it starts to hurt more and more. And then they start thinking to themselves, well, shoot, if I tell my employer that I got hurt, my employer is going to fire me. Under Nebraska law, an employer is not allowed to fire their employee because they are seeking workers' compensation benefits. If an employer fires someone or demotes them or treats them in a negative way because of that, then they can be sued for a separate cause of action or a separate lawsuit for damages. Don't ever fail to report an injury because you're scared you might get in trouble. There are cases that are won and lost because a person does not report their injury. So if you've had something happen and you're feeling pain, you're feeling not normal, you're feeling unusual, something's going on, make sure you tell your supervisor. Fill out whatever the form is. A lot of employers, when you first hire on, will give you a book. That book is the rules for how things are supposed to be done at that company. Almost every one of these rule books, they're sometimes called employee handbooks, almost every single one of these will have an area for work comp injuries. Make sure you know what that area of the handbook says and make sure you report accordingly. Now, if you don't know what that is off the top of your head, just be logical about it. Tell your coworker, I don't feel right. Tell your supervisor, I got hurt. Tell your HR person, I got hurt. Tell whoever will listen to you, I am hurt. Because if you fail to report your injury to your employer, the employer will fight you in court and say, hey, judge, do not pay any benefits to this worker because they did not give us notice of the injury. If you find yourself in one of those situations, the sooner you call an attorney, the better. The notice requirement is a requirement of the law, but it's not as strict as you might think. There are certain circumstances or exceptions in the rules that can count as notice. So if you find yourself in that situation, don't delay, call an attorney, and make sure you've given notice of your injury to your employer.
What if you're hurt on the job, but it's someone else's fault? Is that case different than most worker compensation cases?
Yeah, it definitely is different. Sometimes people get hurt. So like, for example, let's say your employer says, hey, I want you to go to the store and I want you to buy some office supplies. And so you head out to the store to buy some office supplies and some other person just blasts through a red light and they smash into you. And as you probably know, that sometimes people get hurt real seriously in those kind of accidents. Well, in cases where it's someone else's fault, someone other than your employer or a coworker who's harmed you, in those situations, the injured worker has what we call a third-party liability case. And what that means is there is a third person out there who's responsible or liable to you for your damages. Your case is different, and your case is unique because you have two cases. You have the work comp claim, and then you have the negligence or that third party case going on for you. Your case is needing to be treated probably differently than what just a regular work comp case would be treated. And the reason is because you always potentially have two different judges who are going to be judging you, okay? And that could mean a judge in a court, but a lot of times it's an adjuster or it's someone else who's going to be responsible for paying you who is looking at your case. In those third-party cases, there is a really important thing that has to happen, okay? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, the best way to accomplish this is actually by hiring an attorney. Now, I know that's going to sound self-serving to you, but hear me and understand what I'm about to tell you. I can tell you there have been numerous cases where there's a third-party liability. Someone else is responsible. Under Nebraska workers' compensation law, your employer is owed some of the money that you collect from that third case. And it's because of this rule that we have or a law that we have. It's called subrogation. And subrogation is a word you've probably never heard of before. All it means is if the employer or, for example, even if your health insurance, someone else pays your bills. They pay your time off work. They pay your medical bills, going to the doctor. If someone else is paying you because a third person caused you injury, the third person is the person who is ultimately responsible for paying for all your bills. So if someone else paid for your injuries, paid for your bills, paid for your time off work, they're potentially owed some money. So you would think that if that were to happen in a work comp claim, you would think that work comp adjuster would work with you and try to figure out the best way to make your case go smoothly for you so that you can collect your money from the third person and then pay back the work comp insurance company. Well, you would think that, but that is so wrong. I don't know how to explain this to you, but believe it or not, insurance companies, work comp carriers, a lot of times will fight you tooth and nail, even though you've got the third party case going on. Why they fight you tooth and nail is beyond me. I can't give you an explanation for why they do what they do. But if you hire an attorney early on in the process, if you find you have that third party case, I recommend you get an attorney because the attorney can try to work hard with the adjuster to keep the adjuster from doing stupid things to harm you. For example, let's say you have an injury from the accident and your doctor wants to do surgery to fix it. I can't tell you the number of times that I have seen an insurance company go out and hire a defense medical examiner to say either A, you don't need the surgery, or B, your need for the surgery isn't related to your accident. And I know there's probably some of you really surprised. I see it on a regular basis, and I'm still surprised. So I understand how it is that you are probably confused by that, but it's the truth. The insurance adjuster for the work comp carrier will so many times try to sink your case, and it makes no sense. So one of the things that I do is I try to work with that adjuster early on to explain and educate to the adjuster, hey, adjuster, this is probably not in your best interest to do that. Even so, they don't always listen. And so we have some other things that we use to try to work around the problems that they cause for us. But the reality is you have two cases, and that second third party case is so invaluable to you because the law allows you to collect all of your damages from your injury. So under work comp law, they only have to pay you 2/3 of your average wage. They only have to pay you a percentage or a portion of your injury. They don't have to pay you for your pain and suffering, but the third party carrier is responsible for those things. So hiring an attorney early on to protect you from the adjuster making stupid decisions that can harm your third party case is pretty important. And I would encourage you, if you find yourself in that situation and you're wondering, hey, do I need help? The answer is probably. You probably ought to call someone pretty quickly. Give me a call. I'll be happy to speak with you.
When you have the what ifs.
For those people who call me and ask me, hey, what's going to happen if? What I can tell you is what's likely to happen. Based on my experience and based upon my knowledge of how these things work, and I can give you a little heads up on how I come to the conclusions I come to. Here you go. All you have to do is follow the money. 99% of the time, if you can follow the money consequences to whatever the question is you're asking me, we can usually predict pretty well what the insurance company is going to do or what the employer is going to do. Just so you understand, when you got hurt it was personal to you. It was your body. It was your arm or leg or back or whatever it is that has been injured. It's you that's been threatened with possibly not being able to go back to work. It's you that's been threatened with that possible permanent nature of your injury. It's you that's making lifestyle changes. It's you that has to figure out how to budget now, making less money than what you were before. It's you that has to pay the bills. You that have to do all these things that you used to do when you made full pay and you were 100% doing great. Unfortunately, your insurance company does not think about you in that way. The workers' compensation carrier, the adjuster, they're thinking about money. They're thinking about how quickly can they get you back to work. In some cases, they don't really care if they get you back to work where you're feeling pretty good or where you're feeling 100%. They're worried about how can they control that money from going out of their pocket. I tell people pretty frequently, the only time an insurance company feels pain is when they write a check. The rest of the time, they don't feel your pain. They don't feel any pain. And so if you find yourself in a situation and you're really asking yourself, hey, what is going to happen if I do this? What is going to happen if I do that? And you start to worry about the different consequences, what you're going to see is you're going to start feeling pretty overwhelmed. If you've listened to any of these other podcasts I've done, other the things that I talk about in terms of frequently asked questions, then I've talked about this quite a bit. You're overwhelmed. You're at a point probably where you're ready to talk with an attorney. And so I hope you'll do that. Give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you about your case and what's going on. And while I can't tell you for sure what someone will do or won't do, what an employer will do or might do, I can give you a pretty good idea of what they're likely to do. The other thing I can tell you is that you're likely, more likely, to get all the benefits you're owed. And sometimes we can get a little more money that's owed, but you got to hire an attorney. Doing it on your own is probably not going to result in you getting the best outcome you possibly can.
What's the most frustrating part of workers' compensation?
And let me tell you, if we happen to be out at a restaurant or we happen to be getting coffee together someday, I could probably talk about this one for like hours. I think it really boils down to this. What I think is the most frustrating part of Nebraska workers' compensation law is that insurance companies have mastered the three Ds. The three Ds are this: delay, deny, defend. Delay, deny, defend. Very simply, they delay cases, they deny claims, and they defend their positions. And the reason that's so frustrating is because a lot of times you have someone who was clearly hurt on the job. There's no question about it. It was witnessed. It's not one of those situations where, you know, Bob shows up on Monday morning after he's been out partying all Sunday night, shows up for work, and within the first 5 minutes, you know, he's complaining that something hurts. It's not those situations. I've seen so many cases where injuries are witnessed, injuries are severe, and the insurance company, they just start dragging their feet. They start delaying getting treatment. They start delaying sending payments. Then eventually they hire a work comp doctor who says, oh, you know what? This person's problem, it didn't come from the injury. It's because of their age. It's because of whatever other reason. They've got some sort of congenital defect, which the injured person never knew they actually had a problem with until they got hurt on the job. And so then once they deny the claim, once they've delayed treatment, once they've delayed the payments, then what happens is people find that they have to hire an attorney and they will defend that case. So here's what'll happen. You'll hire me because one of those things have happened or something else has happened and we cannot get along with the insurance company. And so the truth is, the fastest way to get your claim going most of the time is to immediately file a lawsuit against the employer in the Nebraska Workers' Compensation Court. Hear me out on this, because most Nebraskans are not big fans of lawsuits, and I understand. The fact is what a lawsuit does is it gets the injured worker in line to see a judge. So once you file, you get put on a kind of a time period that you're going to allow to do that you're going to be allowed to do the things that you need to do in your case in order to get the information you need. But it puts you in line to see a judge. And I will tell you, the closer you get in time to seeing the judge, the more likely your case is going to resolve and you're not going to have to see the judge. You're not going to have to go through the stress of a trial. You're not going to have to go through the stress of testifying in court, of bringing other people to testify. You're not going to have to face that situation. But if you don't file that lawsuit, if you don't basically go to the insurance company and say, you know what, insurance company, I'm done dealing with you. I've got someone who's going to help me and get that case on file. That insurance company will still do the three D's. They will delay, they will deny, and they will defend their case until you either A, hire someone to help you, or B, you just give up in frustration and you go home. I'm going to tell you something. If you're owed for these benefits that are yours per the law, I don't recommend you just give up because someone has been screwing around for so long. I recommend you get someone on your side and you go and you take the fight to them. If you have any questions, give me a call.
Again, that was David Hanley, workers' compensation and personal injury attorney at Watson Carroll, based in Omaha, Nebraska, with offices in West Omaha, Midtown Omaha, and Sioux City, Iowa, and soon to be Lincoln, Nebraska. Our website, www.watsoncarroll.com, WATSONCARROLL.com. On our website, please take a look at the question and answers and see if there's any specific questions we can help you get answered. And of course, all of our podcast episodes are on our website, where you'll also find the links to all major platforms, along with more detailed information about our practice areas. Please subscribe, rate, and review. It all helps in the effort to make this information easier to find for those who need it. Thank you for listening.
A Huda Media Production.